Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Veterans have given enough. They don't need to be hit again, especially by a manufactured crisis.
Vietnam veteran and Democratic Representative Mike Thompson of California says lawmakers should work through the holiday weekend to ensure the nation does not enter a historic default. Thompson says millions of veterans would be impacted by delays in pension payments, disability compensation, and health care. Experts predict the U.S. has roughly 1 week for House Republicans and the White House to reach a deal on the debt ceiling. The Supreme Court has dealt a major blow to the Clean Water Act, narrowing federal authority over wetlands. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the decision takes the country backwards.
The Clean Water Act is the reason why America's lakes today are swimmable, why we can fish in our streams and rivers, and why safe drinking water comes out of our taps.
The court said wetlands can only be regulated under the Clean Water Act if they have a continuous surface connection to larger regulated bodies of water. The ruling limits the Biden administration's efforts to restore protections to millions of acres of wetlands. Texas is on track to join other GOP-led states that have pulled out of a bipartisan effort to ensure accurate voting lists. The Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, has become a target of suspicion among Republican activists. Texas State Representative Valerie Swanson questioned ERIC's mailings to remind eligible voters to register.
You're sending cards to people who may appear to be eligible, but perhaps they're not a citizen, or you don't realize they're a felon in some other state that's not part of ERIC.
Texas lawmakers plan to replace ERIC with their own unproven system. Florida, Missouri, West Virginia, and Louisiana have also recently left ERIC. South Carolina joined its neighboring southern states Thursday in banning most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says he is confident the law will withstand any legal challenges.
Ultimately, I think you'll have a lot of states addressing their laws and making them much more stringent than they are today.
Providers quickly filed a lawsuit seeking to block the law, saying it comes just 4 months after the state's highest court halted a nearly identical measure. The founder of the Oath Keepers extremist group has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his plotting to attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Stuart Rhodes is the first person charged in the attack to be sentenced for seditious conspiracy. His sentence is the longest that has been handed down so far in the hundreds of Capitol riot cases. And Connecticut lawmakers are considering the most wide-ranging package of gun safety measures since the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.